All right, today I'm here with Eric Edwards. And what branch of the military did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
Okay, from what years?
Years would be I started, joined up December of 15, and I got out February 04 of 19.
Okay.
Of this year.
So you just did 4 years? Was that straight out of high school?
No. I got in. I went late in life. I wish I would have went in right out of high school.
Yeah.
But I went in. I'm 31 now.
Oh,
I
wow.
Got in.
So, yeah. So
I was in my late 20s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to go in at that point in your life?
So, it was something I always wanted to do. And I always wanted to do it before I got too old and too fat where I couldn't do it no more. So, knocked that one off the bucket
that's
list.
Good.
I always wanted to surf, and I got it out of the way.
Yeah, that's cool. What'd you do while you were in?
So I was a CAF Scout, 19 Delta.
Okay, what's that?
It's like infantry's older, better looking, smarter, stronger brother. Is the way I like to explain it.
So how did you get involved with that?
So me love guns and shooting, and they utilize more weapon systems than any other branch. And one get there and shoot the cool stuff and end up just scrubbing and cleaning majority of anything. But
that's kind of, yeah, but you did, I'm sure you got to play with some cool toys every
definitely,
now and then.
Definitely.
Did you go anywhere overseas or anything like that?
Went to Afghanistan for 8 months. They cut out the 2-year deployment, so 9 months is a limit. So it was about 8 months and some days I spent over there.
And that was just the only time you got to go overseas to Afghanistan. That's cool. Anything else that you did while you were in the Army?
Other than Afghanistan, I was stationed at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. So we did a little work on the border, helping out Border Patrol in Arizona. But majority, it was just training up. As soon as I got there, hey, we're deploying. Train, get ready. And then when we got back, we was looking into possibly another deployment, but we ended up switching from a striker brigade to a heavy armor Bradley brigade. So we just spent most of the time switching vehicles. And then I got out.
That's cool. So we talked a little bit before you we started this. You're now currently going to school to be a firefighter?
Right.
That's cool.
Currently enrolled through OTC to the fire science program, and hopefully I can get on with the Springfield Fire Department.
That'll be awesome.
That career.
Is that something you wanted to do as well, like that you found when you're in the military? Or
yes. I know as a firefighter you get a lot of downtime, so with that downtime I won't be able to, you know, be there for my family.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, be able to start a family for one.
Yeah.
But, you know, have some downtime for some people.
Yeah.
And as far as the work's concerned, you know, my grandpa was a volunteer firefighter chief, so I learned a little bit from him and really enjoyed the work.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's really cool, man. Well, Eric, thanks so much for coming to lunch today, and really thank you for your service and continued service, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.